ordinary. Is there such a thing? I'm tempted to think so. In the midst of the dishes and laundry and cleaning toilets, snotty noses and bedtime stories, the routine can seem mundane, dull, ordinary. Until I really look, until I really stop, until I really see what is around me, nothing is ordinary. Those dishes mean a miracle of earth producing food that can be purchased and eaten at our table. That laundry means a miracle of cotton growing from the ground and being woven into fabric that keeps our bodies warm in this cold winter. This filthy toilet means an act of service, a deliberate dying to myself in a beautiful sacrifice for my family. Those snotty noses mean a miracle of beautiful, sturdy bodies that are growing so very quickly. These bedtime stories mean a miracle of imagination, of minds that eagerly search for and grasp new meanings and ideas every day. These very things that seem so ordinary are the very fabric of the miracle that is my life. Andrew Davison in Imaginative Apologetics, quote, "The Christian faith does not simply, or even mainly, propose a few additional facts about the world. Rather, belief in the Christian God invites a new way to understand everything." End quote. Because all is created, because all is love, then nothing is ordinary. Everything is sacred. I cannot separate my life into ordinary parts and miraculous parts, into secular parts and sacred parts. Without Christ, nothing was made that has been made. In Christ, all things hold together. No matter what surrounds you, it is not ordinary. It is not solely of this world. No matter how tempted I am to name something as mundane, as secular, it is not so. Nothing that God has created is ordinary. All is miracle. All is sacred. Madeline L'Engle in Walking on Water, quote, "There is nothing so secular that it cannot be sacred. And that is one of the deepest messages of the Incarnation."